Well, even tonight, maybe there's somebody, something going on behind the scenes. I hope that we're live tonight with you. Welcome. This is Russ Dizdar. Shatter the Darkness. Well, this is the hour that we've been given, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 7. It can be very, very supernatural. And listen, we are having a little bit of trouble getting on tonight. We hope that we are clear and on with you tonight. It looks like that we are, and we're hoping that, listen, maybe you can send us an email tonight. Let us know that we are in contact and that you're hearing tonight. We're grateful to be here, and we're talking about a series this week. It involves the past, the present, and the near future, and it's called Behind the Scenes of History, the Past, the Present, and the Near Future. It's all about the Book of Revelations, chapter 12. The Book of Revelation, in chapter 12, gives this enormous panoramic revelation. Again, the data comes from God. The revelation comes from God. And it's all about what has been done and what's going on behind the scenes. Now, it can include your life generally or specifically. Spiritual warfare is a real, absolutely real battle. It is something that so many engage on a daily basis. Some do not know they are losing the battle. Some do not know what occurred. Job, in the beginning, did not know that behind the scenes, somebody was striking out at all that he had, all that he was, even his health, everything, with a goal of getting him to blaspheme God and reject God. Now, that is truly the desire and the MO of the, the dark side entities. Again, welcome to the show tonight. ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. I want to say welcome to everybody. And listen, it's very good to hear from you once in a while. Thank you for the emails that have come in. Thank you for the support that has come in to keep us live on the air with you. And listen, we're grateful to the thousands and thousands that listen, but also that download later on. The entire work that is going out from the website ShatterTheDarkness.net has been absolutely explosive lately, in the sense that it's doubled in the last 3 or 4 weeks. And we've been amazed. And we trust that there are those, as we've read from our site's statistics, in China, in Russia, in dozens and dozens of countries all over the world. And we want to say that we're glad that you're either listening direct or downloading later on the archives. We want to welcome you and know that more than anything else, you've been prayed for. God loves you. God knows you. God is knowable if you do not know him yet, in Christ. And that's the motivation behind all that we're doing here. And though we're dealing with an incredibly important and vital topic, because the ramping up of the dark side is in the point of, you know, it's wave after wave after wave, and literally an unprecedented level, but we're in for the deepest, broadest, supernatural engagements ever in history. Now listen, if you've read Revelation 12 at all, you know that Monday night we talked about the behind-the-scenes activity that fought against Israel, that was present the day Christ was born. We all know it from the stories concerning the manger, the inn, Mary, Joseph. We have been looking at the biblical story, of course, but it also reveals the immediate presence and goal of the dark side to bring disruption to, temptation to, and cause, even be part of the cause of the death of the Son of God, as the same entity that is revealed here in Revelation 12 is the one that stepped into the life of Judas. Welcome to all the believers in Christ. Welcome to all those who've come to listen. Welcome to those who have monitored the shows. May the hand of God bring about an engagement, and we pray with what you need tonight. May the Lord Jesus Christ destroy the work of the dragon, of Satan, of demons, even as we begin this hour. Behind the globalism, behind the catastrophic collapses that are going on, behind the things that are coming, it is without question, it is very clear that there is a supernatural side that is guiding, that is in battle, that is breaking through, and that brings it to your personal life. If you're a believer in Christ, knowing Christ, His power, the Word of God, the armor of God, the authority. Listen, we've been given everything we need to be able to live powerfully and to be not only defended, but to be on the offensive in ministry and mission. That does not negate the fact that, in a broader sense, there is a massive impact that is occurring in the world. Now listen, we can go to WebBot, the project that gives the statistical information, basically, of the emotional language of the millions and millions of bytes of information worldwide on the web, that catastrophe and chaos and bad events are coming. But it cannot in any way, as a technological instrument, detect the fallen cherub, dark entities that are operative in lives, in politics, in military, in economics, in nations, in millions of lives. Well, an operative with an agenda that is beyond what most could even conceive. Again, without knowing what God has revealed about this ramping up of the agenda, development of the agenda, the evolution of this agenda, the ultimate end of the agenda. Now listen, I want to tell you tonight that we are looking at our stats over here and seeing that we've got some difficulties with, I hope that we are on live tonight. I know that we are doing our own recording too that we usually do, but send me a note if you're listening. And I see it now. Thank you. I appreciate that. I got the notes. We are live. And as far as I know, listen, my dear friends, we'll be on, as far as I know, at 7 o'clock tonight also at Survive to Thrive, the radio network. So we look forward to coming to you at 7 p.m. And we've got a wrapping up of the white, red, black, and pale horse events of Revelation 6 that take us to Armageddon. We'll discuss that from 7 to 8 tonight. Survive to Thrive, as I'm the guest host there. But tonight, here, behind the scenes. Hey, by the way, behind the scenes, we've got individuals that get us on the air, that there's things going on, and we appreciate that, and we're glad that we were having difficulty in the beginning, in the few first seconds of the show, and it was not connecting, and we weren't sure whether we were there or not, so we wanted to make sure that you were hearing everything, and sure enough, I've got the note here. Behind the scenes, I've gotten a note that, yes, we're clear and we're live and we're there, and we're glad that you're here too. Appreciate the notes coming in right now. Again, thank you for letting us know and letting us know that we're here with you. Tonight, as we look at behind the scenes, we're going to look at the revelation, again, from God concerning the failure. Now, this chapter gives us two signs that John sees in heaven. On the one hand, it's the issue of Israel bringing about, ultimately, the birth of God in human flesh, Christ. So there's this enormous picture of one agenda. God's agenda in developing a nation, a people that will, it will be a progressive thing. And will eventually bring about the birth through Mary of Emmanuel, God in human flesh. Now, that's one beginning picture here. The other picture or sign, we looked at it last night. Listen, I want you to hear that it's not that we want to talk about the dark side that much. I've had somebody tell me, listen, Russ, don't talk about the dark side so much. That glorifies the enemy. And my issue was, well, to tell you the truth, I don't think it glorifies the enemy. I think it exposes the enemy. And you can't preach all of the scripture without doing that. You've got to be able to talk about what the enemy's, you know, showing and doing and what's happening, without which we would be unaware of the enemy's presence, of what really is going on. We are hoping that all the adjustments are taken care of now. I'm looking at stats over here, and I'm thinking that now it's coming through pretty clear. Let me say again tonight, even in these radio presentations that are going on, you've got to realize that there is spiritual warfare. You've got to realize that as hundreds of these messages over the last couple of years that have gone out, over 2 million already in the last 2 years have been downloaded, and there's been warfare. There's been people that have gotten saved. There are those who've come out of the new age, out of Satanism, out of dark things, out of addictions, out of other things, and been saved, released, and have come to Christ. There are those that were believers, defeated, that have come up out of that and grown. And so there's been, on the one hand, God at operative at work. We trust that's going on right now. We also realize that that the dark side is operative, and God reveals that there is a sign that John sees, an enormous or huge, megas is the word, red dragon. And the picture here involves the full revelation from beginning to end of satanic presence. From this would literally cover everything about him. Listen, I don't know where you're going to find clear and literally infallible insight on this entity and the presence of the dark side of radical evil that is an enemy of the human race, an enemy of God, and Jesus said, is the father of lies, a murderer, seeks to kill, steal, and destroy. It is absolutely essential that we understand. Now again, because we do not see with our physical eyes, and because we realize that this is operative around us, I think the world does. In reading a historian out of Denver, Jeffries, he has written numerous volumes on well, what the world has said in the history of the nations concerning evil presence, the devil, Satan, so forth. So without question, his presence is written about, talked about, known. But on the other side, there's an accurate exposure. I'm going to say clearly that remote viewers cannot give that to you. Not even Ed Dames, when he remote viewed Satan, he claimed to have. And I've said before, and by the way, we've just put up tonight here the newest of the Psy Wars non-human enhancement session. As a matter of fact, it'll be probably registered on our website sometime a little bit later tonight. Only the scripture gives this incredible exposure, and I'm telling you that Revelation 12 is that panoramic view. And it's the only chapter in all of scripture that talks about Satan or the devil, this adversary, this destroyer, as a dragon again and again and again. He's called that. Now, he said in one place to have the seven heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns. Again, in reference to, we can go back to Daniel over the issues of the political globalist development, the ruling development ultimately, about the dragon and the sweeping of the one-third of the stars, the angels, flung them to the earth, the idea of bringing them to literally under his submission. And then the dragon stood. Now, so this talks about the future of the beast kingdom politically and militarily, you know, manifest in the world in globalism. It also speaks of the history of the seduction of and the taking of one third of the angels in the original fall. And then it talks about how the dragon stood in front of the woman, Israel, Mary in a sense too, but specifically Israel, there preempting or trying to preempt the fulfillment of prophecy of the arrival of Emmanuel, God in human flesh. So again, this is packed, absolutely packed with information that spans the beginning of the fall, development, Israel, the birth of God, of Christ in human flesh, and then the ultimate development of globalism and the reign of the Antichrist in the presence of the dragon, and even Israel's protection during 3.5 years of that last part of the tribulation. Let me tell you something. That's a massive overview in just 6 verses, Revelation 12. What we're going to look at tonight is verse 7 on down, dealing with the failure of the huge dragon. Now, when I've engaged Satanists and real Luciferians, and even as I read in an email today of an individual personality that is committed to the Luciferian agenda, to the satanic side, demonstrates constantly the hatred of Christ, of God, of Christians. Once again, very clear that there are those that serve the dark side, those that have been raised to serve this dark side. And that's part of the overall revelation, too. I want to say quickly, thank you to David for sending me a note that you're hearing everything loud and clear. And looks like everything is fine for tonight. We're going to give you 4 issues concerning the, revelation of the failure of the ancient dragon past. In the presence, though there is an enormous work that he's doing, there is also failure, and chapter 12 reveals the failure. So to the real Luciferians and Satanists that do listen and monitor the show, and the accuracy again of the Word of God, which Satan tries to steal from people, distort and twist, you're going to hear about what God not only says past, present, but future. We're also going to look at the final fury, the emotional passion of the dark side. Let me give a few moments here of just, just some insight that's occurring, commercial that is occurring. Let me tell you about the conferences. Listen, August 27th, as the days of Noah were, a new book actually being put out too by Minister Dante from the Omega Hour radio show. They're putting on a conference there in Las Vegas, August 27th, August 28th. You can go to our site, shatterthedarkness.net, and you'll see it listed. Click on it. It'll give you the website. It'll tell you the exact details and costs and everything else. Lynn Marzulli and Connie Huft and Anthony Hoffman and others are going to be there to speak. And so we want to invite you and hope that you will visit the conference that is coming up in Las Vegas. Again, we're glad for the ones of the past, but we're looking for these ones that are coming. Now, when we were on with Doc from Freemiser Radio just the other night, last night, Monday night, we were pretty glad to hear about his work and the possibility that he can also maybe visit. We met many of you in Michigan, St. Louis, and in Nashville. We'd love to see you in Las Vegas, the 27th, 28th. Also, in Canton, Ohio, there is a conference center that we're going to be telling you about. We're looking at late October, but we don't have the dates nailed down completely yet. Tom Dunn, who's done the other conferences, are working on those. And so We will reveal to you the information about the Canton Conference coming up little by little. I know that other national book authors that you would know and have heard about and maybe listened to. As a matter of fact, Steve Quayle interviewed this other author, and they've been invited. And I just got a note today that they agreed to come if the schedule works out. So when it's all nailed down, we'll give that to you. Please take a look if you want to on the website. There are new broadcast materials that are up. There are things that are going to be released later tonight called Cywars Remote Viewing, Detecting Non-Human Enhancement and Lethal Deceit. Also tomorrow, there's a broadcast called If These Are the Last Days, Then Why Do Anything? That'll be up on the 7th, along with the newsletter coming out. Again, there are courses to download free and materials. Don't forget the book, The Black Awakening, if you haven't gotten it yet. It involves another 100 hours of course materials, MP3s, and so forth. And if you are somebody that benefits from the show live and the archives and the work of Shatter the Darkness and Preemption, if you feel that others would, we're noticing now that there will be 1,600,000 downloads, 80 countries of the world. It's a broad work. If you believe in this work, we have no commercial support, no commercial product, no business backing. We simply say that if you want to help, look at the website, Shatter the Darkness. You'll see right under where it talks about archives, a little phrase. You can help this work, and we need that help. And that's all we'll say, and you can be a part. Back to the message tonight, behind the scenes. Again, what goes on behind the scenes, as we said last night, what you don't see, what you don't feel, what you don't know about, it can hurt you. That's how there are accidents that occur. Predators that are out stalking individuals, stalking children. This is where we read these stories and see these stories on television. The little boy still out west that is lost. Nobody's found him yet. Is it the stepmother, the stepgirlfriend, the little girl in Florida that was taken and brutally sexually abused and then buried alive? There are predators on a physical sense. There are predators in the spiritual sense without question. In Revelation 12, the predator to the human race is this dragon, the huge, enormous presence, the history of Satan's work. Now, he's operative in the past, involved in the fall of the human race, involved in the constant conflict and goal of destroying Israel. Here the revelation is clear about it, the desire to destroy and kill the Son of God, even the moment that he was born. That's the presence that is behind the development of globalism. That's the presence that's behind the non-human enhancements that will build supernaturally induced military weaponry and super soldiers. This is the presence behind leading the world to Armageddon. And by the way, as we are on the 7 o'clock show tonight, Survive to Thrive Radio Network, that is what we will focus on, the progressive evolutionary development moving towards Armageddon. It's already in the mix. We're not there yet, but it is in the mix, and it is, well, the event of it is literally the last day of fallen human history. But what goes on right now is leading to that, and if you are a soldier or a political individual, then let me say that what we read in Revelation 12 concerning this enormous, huge, global, historic, dark presence, the Red Dragon, that's just the term the Scripture gives for what you read about in verse 8, verse 9, and on down. Matter of fact, verse 9 says this, the huge or great dragon, the megas, the great dragon was hurled down. That ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels, angelos, with him. Now, verse 7, 8, and 9, again, I cannot express strongly enough how vital this revelation is. How vital it is in the midst of what's going on today. However you look at the Gulf oil spill and all that is going on, almost at biblical proportion, horrific to the planet, obviously, horrific to the health of millions of individuals, the economic battle that seems to be going on. This is going to add to that destabilization economically in the environment, all the rest, the sense of collapse, and that ominous thing of the coming chaos. As I've said before, behind the scenes, there is already the regime in place. It is without question my opinion and belief is that Antichrist has already been born. The false prophet has already been born. They have grown. They have developed. They are operative. According to the book of Daniel, the Antichrist will be operative maybe more years, politically speaking, behind the scenes before the apocalypse. His literal leadership of the world as he's unveiled to the world. So it's very important for us to know in the midst of a conspiracy and all that's going on that there's a backdrop and behind the scenes there's a presence. And I'm going to tell you right now that is so absolutely lethal. Again, the scripture collectively gives this enormous revelation of this real presence that you can't get anywhere else. And listen, as a believer in Christ engaged in exorcisms for years, I have heard the voices of these demons, these fallen angels, this presence again and again and again and again. I've watched as they've thrown people to the ground, caused them to throw up, literally injure their physical body. I've watched them as they've taken over and looked through the eyeballs and spoke through their mouths curses and blasphemies and mocking of Christ. I've also listened as the authority of Christ was expressed. I listened as they were shut up, as they were brought to a terror concerning the name, the presence of the living Christ. Now, the reason I say this is because many of you who have written, our deepest apologies that we can't always get to everybody, but we did get to 30 emails today. If you read verse 7 and see that behind the scenes, God gives what no other eyes have been able to show. And there was war in heaven. War in heaven. There was an incredible battle in heaven. Now again, whether you have read this, it begins with the idea of fighting. Again, look at the angel Michael that is the prince of Israel and his angels, those that are with him, fought against. Now again, this word is the same word used for war. Fought against, that word against, you can go to Ephesians 6 and see it used 5 times. Fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought, you know, back with his angels. So there is literally a spiritual war behind the scenes that manifests literally into our physical world. The dragon and his angels did not prevail. There is no place for them there in Huronos, heaven. And clearly they were cast down. When you read verse 9, this big picture again is that this megas, drakon, is the Greek words. This huge dragon was cast. The idea was thrown down with great force. Thrown out Now, you can go back to, again, Isaiah concerning the fall, the idea of thrown out. You can see that this spiritual war spilled over, that the old serpent called the devil and Satan, this is the descriptions of the entity. Understand that this non-human entity, this fallen cherub, this incredible being, real, ancient, I mean, here is a great revelation. This is specific and clear and true to what is, well, real. And we've been, in the history of fallen humanity, affected. The developments that are going on right now concerning globalism and the military and the rise of Satan and the counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles. Listen, if you read Ephesians chapter 2, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now at work, that means supernaturally operative in lost individuals worldwide. If you read 2 Thessalonians 2 concerning in the context of the eventual visible appearance of the Antichrist, that Satan is at work. Again, supernaturally operative. There is an operating presence even while you sleep, even while we talk, all around the world. The targets on a broad scale, political, the power structures, and the military structures for the sake of globalism and a globalist military. Now, on an individual basis, there is a goal to keep your life away from God. If you're a believer in Christ, obviously Ephesians 6 to battle you. Again, the devil would love to silence believers and suppress believers and hurt believers and leave them out on the field, bloodied and wounded. And let me say to any believer in Christ that is out there bleeding and hurting and wounded, Jesus Christ is the author and perfecter of your faith. Philippians 1:6, he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion unto the very day of Christ. So get up, wash off the blood, wipe off, you know, the stain, and stand before Christ, your Savior, your Lord, surrendering your experiences to say, Lord, I don't know all that occurred, but I need to grow more. I need to develop more. I will not let the enemy take my life in any way. I will not let him shut me up. I will not let him suppress me. So come again to be refreshed with the power of the Spirit of God, with the wisdom of God, with the armor, authority, and God's presence in your life. You're needed in this hour to be a great witness and a great prayer warrior. You really are. And I would say to believers that the Spirit of God is the same anywhere around the world when it comes to someone who knows the living Christ. The power of God, the freedom that you have, the new nature, the clothing of the Spirit of the Lord. The love of God that motivates you. God's mission. But when it comes to the devil, sure, there's opposition. Sure, there is battle. As we read about the panoramic, global, historic work of the enemy, of this dragon, this devil, this Satan, please understand the revelation that God gives here. God gives description of the fallen cherub, the entity that actually was in the garden, engaged with Eve, well, with supernatural persuasion, deceit, and power and lie, though God gave the truth and told humanity how to win, how to be preserved. But we failed. It was choice, a fatal choice, changing everything. Christ coming into the world can once again change everything. But there is a battle. Just as this talks about how this dragon stood, how this dragon must have known biblical prophecy and stood waiting to devour Christ. Now we can read in verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, the old serpent. Notice this. Dragon, serpent, devil, Satan. These are the descriptive terms that tell you that the entity is named by God. Now listen, he can masquerade and he can let himself be known as a great white brotherhood. He can be an alien. He can be an angel. He can be anything that he perceives is needed in order to bring deception. But God says clearly, dragon, serpent, devil, Satan. He's a destroyer, a deceiver, a tempter. Now notice again what verse 9 reveals. Who deceives or leads astray, planon. Did you know this is the same word used in Timothy 4:1? When the Spirit of God talks about spirits, these same angels that we're reading about, fallen angels are spirits. And the same planos used there in Timothy 4:1, seducing spirits that will lead many astray, is used here of this one entity. His history, the huge impact that is developed politically and in the military sense towards the end here, globalism, deceives the whole world. Yeah, that's right, the whole world. So right now, as you and I'm speaking, you're listening, there is an operative, supernatural presence in the world, and it is clearly engaged through many doorways. And I think there's some tests, whether politicians and military people and others have been deceived by it. I was mentioning in a broadcast on Psy Warriors and remote viewing, and I began to mention Colonel Shannon, who put out the manual, First Earth Battalion, kind of a new age designed American soldier with non-human enhancements. And in that entire session, the way it went was kind of strange, and I didn't get to finish my discussion. I watched a YouTube video. I don't know if it was sent to me, how I got it, but here it was, this colonel. And I've been told lately has been called back into work with the concept of building super soldiers with abilities and powers, including the idea of remote viewing. And I listened to his interview on a nationally known radio talk show here just about a week or so ago, and I listened to his involvement in the concepts of globalism and spiritual evolution. And grave concern, once again, you know, consumes me, because in all that is revealed about this great dragon, this serpent, this devil, this Satan, who is in the process of deceiving the whole world. That would include your children, your parents, your grandparents, everybody around you, your nation. And it bugs me. You see, every believer needs to understand that when we sit silent, when we sit not doing God's work, there's another that continues. I've said in the past, there is no bed in hell. There is no place that Satan sleeps or slumbers. As a matter of fact, Revelation chapter 12 tells us that the devil knows something more than most people know. Maybe you and I. We don't even know how real the concept of the end of days and how short time is. You can read Revelation 12 and you're going to read where the devil, this dragon, kicked out, thrown down, knows that his time is short. And based on his knowledge, that his time is short, there is a fierce, ferocious fury, an emotionally, I mean, it's almost as though he's got to go hog wild in the end of days to deceive the world and fulfill his agenda. Most people do not understand there is not just the presence of dark, radical evil, you know, possessing people, deceiving people, projecting thoughts into minds and hearts, moving people away from God, giving people the idea of suicide or killing. Listen, you know what I did, because of my involvement in criminology, did a deep study on a lot of the serial killers and rapists, and I've been, you know, been involved in law enforcement, was there and brought into jail cells and dealt with prisoners and dealt with those who were involved in killing people and slicing them. I mean, just horrific crimes, cutting off body parts, all kinds of stuff. And I have to sit there and talk with and listen to. And I'm going to be in agreement with a book that was produced called Programmed to Kill. The author's last name, McGowan. I'm going to say that many, if not most, of people like Dahmer, who lived not too far from me, born and raised not too far from me, moved away, of course, that there was clearly a dark influence in their life that went beyond just their human sin. It's one thing to see people, you know, in their human sin. Yes, they can sin and hurt and bring pain and even kill. But there's also a supernatural presence that kills, steals, destroys. Number one agenda, to keep every single human being away from God, blind the mind so they can't see Christ. That's a goal. That's a spiritual agenda of the dark side. It is operative. It is working. Here we read that this dragon, God calls him a Megas Drakon. God paints a picture in reference to the historic work of the old serpent or ancient serpent, the devil or Satan, this adversary, this destroyer. God paints a picture. He's out to deceive the whole world. That behind the scenes of cults, the occult, quote, spiritually oriented teaching that clearly leads people away from Christ and into alternative and very deceptive spiritual practices. It is very clear that he's involved in convincing minds, convincing hearts, that Satan was able to literally enter into Judas, leading him with non-human enhancement there for sure. It does not say that Judas knew that Satan took him over. Does not say that he knew or invited. This may have been involuntary thought and feeling as Satan entered in. And Judas, in his condition, was not able even to detect. My concern that maybe even some that listen have not detected that Satan has been operative or the demonic has been operative in your life. That maybe even believers, with all kind of events that have occurred in your life, like in Job's, you've not realized that it is the enemy that has done this, that has communicated, and all the while the goal is to get you to blame God for all your troubles. To steal your faith, to keep you from being filled with the glory and the power and the grace of God and bearing the witness of Christ and doing the will of God, getting what God wants you to do done. Can I ask you, has the dark side, has the enemy done, listen, look for the Spirit of God's help right now. Has he done something to stop you? Has he done something to curtail your work? I guarantee you he's at the front lines fighting soul winners and fighting prayer warriors. If there's anybody he's going to fight, it is prayer warriors and soul winners. It is pastors and spiritual leaders that want to be witnesses and soul winners. Churches that want to be packed with prayer and involved deeply in evangelism. Now, if we don't understand spiritual warfare and do not understand our armament, then we can many times lose battles. God's given us everything that we need to win, but we need to know what those things are, including the blood of Christ, which we read about in this chapter. Isn't it amazing that as God reveals the pinnacle of Satan, the dragon's historic global work and work yet to come, that is revealed here also that he has failed and is going to fail, and God reveals how in the pinnacle of Satan's manifest presence on the earth, how people have overcome, Greek word Nike, had decisive, clear victory over the dragon. This huge dragon, how an individual has absolute victory over the dragon. Have you read that here? The spiritual enablement is the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. It involves clearly what the blood of the Lamb, Christ. Can you grasp why the Spirit of God would say the blood of the Lamb? The blood of the Lamb. Christ, in coming into ministry by the Spirit-filled John the Baptist, the witness cries out, you know, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. The Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Now here later, maybe some 60, 70 years later, the Spirit of God guides John in this revelation concerning verse 11, they overcame him, the dragon, this ancient serpent, this devil, this Satan, by the blood of the Lamb. See, the power wielded by the blood of the sinless Son of God and what occurred at the cross in that death where Christ substituted his life for every single human being, past, present, and future. 1 John chapter 1, he is the atoning sacrifice, the halosmos. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. Yours. On the cross, you distinctly, personally, were not clumped together, but individually represented. The blood of Christ shed there was for you specifically, for the sum total of humanity, totally. And coming to know the living Christ means coming into all of the victory, presence, power, authority that was wielded there at the cross. I mean, after all, Satan was involved. He stood there to devour the Christ. Of course, Matthew 4, he tries misquoting Scripture and tries to tempt the Son of God. The audacity. What you're reading about in Revelation 12 is what occurred in Matthew 4. Satan actually stood there, engaged in conversation. Satan, all of his power of deception and persuasion and temptation. Yet Christ, God in human flesh, stood there quoting the word of God, the very Bible you and I are reading. Bible. That's what he's quoting. Satan was defeated there. He looked for a more opportune time, came to the point where he entered into Judas, went out to betray Christ, Christ taken, beaten to shreds, obviously, in fulfillment of the message of Isaiah 53. 700 years before Messiah came, Christ came, suffering servant. He's going to be beat. There's going to be stripes. By those stripes, we would be healed. Hallelujah. the bloodshed, innocent blood of Christ. Listen, deep Satanist Luciferians, even the old agenda of Aryan blood. Anybody who understands the power of the blood, even the concept of Nephilim blood. There is no blood like the blood of Christ that emanates the presence, power, and authority, the full reign of the authority of Christ. Everyone who believes in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your sins are washed away by the sinless, powerful blood of Christ and what Christ did for you. You're covered by the blood of Christ. It speaks of your liberation, but also affects a liberation. The Spirit of God Himself applies the actual work of Christ and the blood of Christ in and on you as a believer. Even our confession. Demons, as I've noticed in deliverances, hate to hear about the blood of Jesus. You see, today, every single believer, even in the midst of the pinnacle, the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst times in human history, as big and as bad and ugly as globalism and the Georgia Guidestones and the black nobility and the elitists and those in the economic realm and the Bohemian Groveites and all of what we say is the big, bad, ugly dragon, Satan, Antichrist, all of that collectively can't touch and is exposed and undone and destroyed and by Christ and the blood of Christ. You want to overcome the devil? You want to overcome the ancient serpent? You want to overcome the dragon? The blood of the Lamb and the word of your witness, your testimony. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesu Christu, Yahweh Adonai. Jesus Christ, the singularity of infinite authority and presence and power, and what was done there at the cross. There is no ritual among Satanists and Luciferians that can come close. And I bet you I will get emails from Satanists or Luciferians about this issue. Listen, as we talk about the revelation of this portion, behind the scenes, what goes on environmentally, economically, politically, in the military, there is a progressive development. But I'm going to tell you right now, even for all of us who've tried to kind of look below the surface of the deep, getting our sources, talking to individuals, dealing with what we've had to deal with, coming back out of literally spying into that occultic, demonic world and coming out to tell you, listen, we're going to expose evil deeds of darkness, as the book of Ephesians chapter 5 tells us to do. But I think everything we've said, even writing a book that has 600 and some pages of exposure and so forth, is but the tip of the iceberg of what's going on behind the scenes. Behind the scenes, your nation is being infected. Politicians, military men and women, ideologies, concepts, communicated in thought, involuntary feeling, ideas, spiritual experiences, counterfeit spiritual movements that present a counterfeit to all that God is, all that God says, all that God does, all that God is bringing. There is counterfeit on the ground right now. There is a regime that is in waiting, bulging at the seams to break out. The Red Horse. The event of the Red Horse. It's very, very close. And what follows is on a scale of a catastrophe, catastrophic, unequaled in all of human history, Jesus said. But in the midst of it, and in the midst of Satan's fury, he lost when it came to engaging Israel and destroying it. He lost in engaging and trying to devour the Son of God. And when it came to fighting Michael and his angels, he lost. He wasn't strong enough. Satanists, Luciferians, listen. He was not strong enough. They lost their place in heaven. Hurled down, thrown down. Yet here, where there is room in human hearts, where there are many human hearts that do not know God, do not know Christ, do not have the Spirit of God, that they are vulnerable. If you're one, you're vulnerable. You can't protect yourself from Satan with tarot cards, with remote viewing, with gemstones. You can't protect yourself with a Wiccan spell. You're vulnerable. It is Christ, the blood of the Lamb, that is the central victorious presence, power, and authority that brings liberation to the human heart and the gift of indestructible immortality. You want to know God? Come to the living Christ. Because of the blood of the Lamb and our word of testimony right now, the testimony we're saying right now is Christ, 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 Savior, Lord, God, alive. He loves you. He wants you to receive him right now. Believers, be a great, bold witness. Watch the Spirit of God work in your life and lead you in the great agenda that God has. God not willing that anybody perish, not even you. We're at the end of the hour. The music has come on. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. God bless you.